Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate to have myself and Patricia Eltidge available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information regarding the services through the WANT Institute, please email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or call the office at 949-723-0. We have Patricia Eltidge answering calls with me. Patricia, are you available?
I'm here for you, with you, and for everyone out there.
I think we might have some callers in the queue list. Again, 323-203-0815. So we'll wait for the callers. And hopefully we'll have some calls coming in and we can get started. We always love to have the returning people call us and let us know how they're doing. Remember,
yes,
the lady?
Last week she did call in, one of our regular ladies.
Hello. Please state your name caller after the tone and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Okay. See, if you're listening, when he calls you back, it goes to voicemail. So it's important that you put the phone number, the 323, in your phone contact list so it doesn't jump over to spam. And sometimes people see it as an unknown caller and they don't pick it up. So
anyway, what I was saying is we did have one of our regular callers call in last week and gave us an update, and she is engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
here we have a caller. Caller, you're on there with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question?
I do. Thanks for taking my call. So I've been going out on a few dates with this guy, and he yesterday invited me up to stay the night at his family is staying up at this cabin up at the lake, and we are not in a committed relationship.
And what is the question? Do you want to go, or how do you present it, or what's your question?
No, I don't resent it. I feel nervous, but I'm like, why not?
Okay, Patricia's good at answering this. Patricia, what should she say?
Yeah, I say accept everything. Oh, I'm getting an echo. Accept everything.
That.
Yeah, I got a feedback there.
Oh, you're good.
Say yes to everything as long as it feels good to you and it isn't illegal, immoral, or unethical. So that's sounds like a fun vacation. And you just might want to ask the sleeping arrangements, whatever you're comfortable with.
He did say I would have my own room. Yeah, he said I would have my own room.
Okay.
Which is perfect. That's even better.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's no pressure on you. That's perfect. Go for it. Yeah.
So this way you get to know, you get to meet. Have you met some of the other family before?
Nope. This will be the first time.
Well, so this is a good test for both of you to see how people get along and the different personalities exchanging energy. So it sounds like an interesting weekend.
Okay. Yeah, that was all I had.
Call us back and let us know how the weekend went. Give us an update.
I sure will. I mean, I have many other questions, but I know you probably have other
questions. No, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So my ex-boyfriend reached out to me and sent me this nice text, which led me to believe, not exactly what his text was, but basically what he said is like, hey, I've put some puzzle pieces together. I want to see you, maybe third time's a charm. So we went and we talked and we went for a walk. And then on the walk, he said, because I said, you know, are you wanting to give us a try? Is that what that third time's a charm meant? And he said, the timing is just not right.
So for right
I'm,
now?
I'm like,
for right
yeah,
now?
I'm
oh,
like,
okay.
I guess for right now, yeah. So all I did was say, you know, I wish you well in your endeavors, and I hope you find what you're looking for. And
perfect.
I gave him a hug because I was like, I don't know what that meant. That felt really confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you,
maybe
you said the right
maybe
thing.
Maybe he
darling.
Doesn't know.
No, you said the right thing. You
okay.
just did what you did beautifully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
And then I just wait 8 weeks if he reaches out again, and if not, I'm okay with it. He doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Let me ask you something. Are you looking for a long-term committed relationship headed for marriage?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. So he's not ready yet. So you're incompatible.
He's not.
Let him decide when he's ready and come chase you. Because right now he just wants you to be available till he decides. And that's too uncomfortable for you.
No, I don't want to be available. I want to continue dating other men as I'm doing.
Yeah.
Until the right one.
Until somebody who's on the same time frame as you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And isn't it strange how when other guys snoop around, the old ones come back? So.
They come out from the woodwork when you have energy going with someone new.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that because I hadn't had a conversation with my ex-boyfriend in more than 3 years.
Well, one of the reasons why we date more than one person at a time, as long as we're not having intercourse with them, because the energy is dispersed and each individual one has to try a little harder to get the prize.
Yeah, I swear they know. I don't know even
they
how
do.
They don't necessarily know, but they know. They intuitively sense it. Let's put it that way.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good girl.
Yeah. I mean, I have one more related to a friend.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she, I guess long story short, she has a very anxious personality. She has anxiety over a lot of things. I have in the past consoled her anxiety over and over and over again, and it just feels really exhausting. So I stopped consoling her anxiety, and I just quit answering her questions like, you're probably mad at me, huh? And so I just quit answering those questions. And when I quit answering those questions, I got the like most rude, mean text message from her. And
I can tell you what may have happened. You participated in helping her and you cut her off without negotiating that you're not comfortable doing it anymore. So what might have been a better way is to tell her, look, I really appreciate you reach out for my guidance, then make your stand. However, it's starting to be too uncomfortable and draining for me. And then maybe offer her a solution. What do you think about calling the radio show or calling the Juan Institute for guidance and help? Give her somebody else to push her on, because I have to admit you cut her off and that would, you know, without giving her, you know, you participated and then you just kind of went no more without negotiating a win-win for both of you.
Well, without setting a boundary with using words.
Yes.
Yeah. So okay.
Go back and clean it up with her.
Okay.
And that would be, you could use the stroke stand and then the contract. You can go back and say, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you. You've thought of me for your guidance and, you know, you really trusted me. And unfortunately, it caused friction. I want to help you, but I'm not available to help you. And then offer her, give her the WAN Institute. We have low cost ladies groups, support. Let somebody else be her therapist than you, because it will drain you and you won't be able to move on. We're trained on this.
Clearly tell her that's not my background. That's not my training. I'd be much happier if you sought professional guidance.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't think of that.
So we can keep our friendship. Okay. Well, you can have a chance.
That's good.
It up. And you might even text it to her so you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I didn't think of that. Yeah, I mean, of course it applies to friendships too. But yeah, I didn't think of not just cutting it off. So that's really good advice.
Yeah.
Very good.
So.
Good perspective. Okay. That was all I had, ladies. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Bye. Keep us posted.
You're welcome. I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
That Patricia, that reminds me, I was doing a group today and one lady hadn't heard from her guy in 1 month. And I asked her, I go, have you heard from so-and-so? And she said, no. And 10 minutes later, she got a text.
Just energetically.
That always happens.
Hello. Yes. Please state your name.
Here we go again. Caller that's trying to call, please make sure you put this number in your contact list so it doesn't go to spam. It goes right to voicemail because it recognizes that it's spam. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. That was the same caller that we got our voicemail last time.
Oh, dear.
Hi. You're on the air with Patrick Deltage and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
I do.
You need to turn down your background noise.
I'm doing that right now. Okay. It was you guys, actually.
Yeah, sure.
I started dating somebody who we got to know each other, via phone calls because we couldn't meet right away for about a month. And then we dated for about a month and we became very, very close kind of right away. And then something seemed to shift. It was strange because we weren't communicating, but I could feel that he was kind of confused and I was actually feeling a little bit confused. And then, I hadn't heard from him. I knew he was away for work and very busy. But I sent him a message and I said something along the lines of, I realized there was something that I needed to apologize for. And I sent him a message saying, I'd like to apologize for something. And, I don't know where your head's at. Can we connect? And, he messaged me the next day and said, can I call you later? I said, sure. He didn't call that day, but he did call me the next day. And we spoke for about 2 hours. And in that time,
she got dumped off.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm thinking she was the leader there, calling him and wanting to talk. Mm-hmm.
That's right. There you go.
Are you back on? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I lost you, so I don't know what you heard and didn't hear.
You started telling you had the talk. What was this talk that you guys talked about?
We spoke for about 2 hours, and I told him something that I felt I needed to apologize for.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't think I did, but actually it was something that he said was a little had caused him to be a little intimidated. But we talked through that. Two things came out of that conversation. One is, I had told him early on about something that was kind of a deal breaker for me. But what I realized is we could have actually found a compromise on it, but we never got a chance to really spend enough time talking about it. but in his mind, it's still a deal breaker for me. Well, and he was worried that he would disappoint me and hurt me if he couldn't actually abide by it.
Okay.
And
so
then,
let me tell you
the other thing.
Oh, well, I want to take a segment so I can hear this right. So there was a deal breaker on your behalf of what something he's doing, and he's not sure if he could change that to please you. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Not something that he's doing. It was something that I wanted.
You wanted that he wasn't sure that he
would be able to do.
Okay. And then you said that you thought the two of you could work it out. So you were talking on what's best.
But I did not express that in that conversation. That's something that I thought we would have more time to talk about it, honestly, because at the end of the conversation, we agreed to see each other. So I thought we would talk about it more. And I've come to realize, like on my own, that we can find a compromise on that. But that's not something he knows yet.
Patricia, let's dissect this. So
sure.
I'm hearing that you're leading what's best for the team. What are you picking up on this, Patricia?
I want to know what it was that he couldn't deliver.
So I am Jewish and I celebrate Shabbat. So I observe Shabbat, which is like a total kind of disconnect, right? For 25 hours a week.
Right.
And he works generally on Saturdays and he really likes the idea of kind of, you know, disconnecting, but he's not sure that he can actually do it in reality. Mm-hmm. And we never got a chance to talk about the fact that, you know, maybe there's a compromise in there. I sort of presented it as this is a deal breaker.
You presented it like it was in a dogmatic way. This is the law.
I presented it as like, yes, but I didn't necessarily intend to do it that way. I just said to him, if you ever.
That's how he took it, though.
That's how he took it, but it's also my fault because that's kind of how I put it. Mm-hmm. And I had said to him early on, you know, if you ever can't do that, you just need to tell me, you know, if you ever think that you're not going to be able to do it. And I realize now, you know, in kind of reflection, that I put it in such a way that there's...
You put it in a way that sounded like a mother, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
that is a
turn off for a man. I'll tell you right now, they do not need another mother. They're just getting over the one they had or still have.
So are you dating still, or where are you at now?
So let me, can I just share one more thing that came out in that conversation?
Okay, because keep it shorter because you go into too much. We'll pick out the details we need.
Okay, so he's divorced. He apparently was married to someone who was bipolar, who initially was on medication and then went off of it and had a miserable 6 years afterwards. And in the conversation, that's when he told me about that and said that he tends to, whenever he's confused, retreat and just kind of disappear into his own thinking and his, you know, needs to kind of be alone. At the end of that last conversation, we were supposed to go out that Saturday night. And then he messaged me and said, that he had leaks at work and he had to go out of town to take care of things and he would call me later and I haven't heard back.
I'm hearing that, like Patricia said, men go back and they retreat when they want to think about you. You gave him ultimatums, which he knows he can't make you happy. So he may have retreated. What's your intake on that, Patricia?
Well, like I said, the way that your delivery, what we would have taught you, what we teach in communication skills is a different delivery. So now that you've already done it, you can go back in. If he calls you again, we don't want you to reach out to him. You wait till he reaches back out to you and you have to make an amends on your delivery. Say, I just want you to know I want to make an amends for my my discussion about how I observe Shabbat. So you would say, because that is certainly an individual's choice how they deal with that. And I would just be open for you observing with me. But however you view it is good with me too.
And also, if you want to make an appointment to discuss and negotiate, you have to ask for an appointment.
Right.
So you could, because I'm not hearing that you're knocking on his brain to get an appointment. You're kind of going in, hey, let's talk.
Actually, I said, when can we connect
Go ahead, Sue.
That's on your terms. You say, I have something uncomfortable I want to talk to you about regarding our Saturday. You have to ask
the subject for the subject.
Not, hey, let's talk. Not, hey.
No. Sorry. I shortened what I was.
What did you exactly say when you wanted to have this talk?
So I have not said anything about this particular
talk. But the last talk.
The last one. The last talk we had prior to it, I had written him saying, I have something I realize I need to apologize for.
But no, and I know that. But you guys, but it ended up you talked. You got him to the phone. You got him to the phone your way. What did you say to get him to the phone?
That's what I said to get him on the call.
What did you say?
How did I
wrote to him and I said, I have something I need to apologize for. And even if you don't feel like talking, I'd appreciate if you would let me, you know, express what I had done wrong. And when can we connect?
That when can we connect was the part that you'd say, you could say, I want to apologize. And then you can say, I have something I want to talk to you about if you're available.
When is it convenient for you?
When is it convenient?
Right. But we already had, that whole conversation.
I know, but we wanted to back you up. We're wanting to build the case for him so you can see how he started backing up. He started backing up from these
your masculine approach.
Your
delivery to him.
Well, he seemed to respond actually quite well.
No, he
it's
didn't.
Not the point.
No, he responded to you in person. He went away and they think about it and they're like, I don't like this.
Okay. And then you still commanded him in a way to come back in a way that is still not our way. Yet he came back anyway and it still didn't feel good to him. He still didn't like it.
Yeah.
So why did he, why was he the one asking me to give us another chance?
Okay. So now where does it stand? He's saying, let's give us another chance. Let's go.
So at the end of that conversation is when he said to, we'd kind of talked through everything and he said, can I take you out?
He hasn't called you yet.
No, he hasn't called me.
That's
since
where
then.
He stands, dear. He's retreating.
Right. He's retreating. 100%. 100%.
We don't know
question, what. Here's my actual question now that you have all of that background.
Question?
Is I do I reach out and let him know that I realize I have not communicated properly?
No.
You've done
no
that
more
already.
Reaching out.
Go ahead.
No more reaching out. Yeah. Yeah. There's no more reaching out because that's what you've dug yourself deep. Every time you reach out, you dig yourself deeper in your hole.
Okay. And and the idea of what he went through with his ex doesn't make it so that he needs more reassurance from a woman.
No, she was probably overbearing too. You have to back off.
Okay.
If you want to take care of him because he had a hard time with his ex-wife, you're mothering him.
I don't want to take care of him. That's his responsibility.
You told us, do I need to take care of him because he had such a horrible, bad ex-wife? No.
No, I was just asking, shouldn't I show compassion?
No. No.
Okay.
He's a grown man. Unless he's under the age of five, he's grown, and you have to look at him as your leader, not cherishing his feelings.
Okay.
Yes. So
you're right now, you're in the doghouse and you're just waiting to be let out.
And I would suggest when he calls up, be appreciative and don't jump into let's talk. You're trying to fix things.
Let him lead the conversation. Let him lead and ask questions. Don't offer anything unless he asks you.
Okay.
Yes.
We want you to go back to being vulnerable. First of all, we want you to go back, be patient, because now you're doing the patient game, and passive. And then when he ultimately does get in touch with you again, you're going to be vulnerable.
And when he calls,
where he leads you.
Yeah. And when he calls, don't ask him about why he ghosted you. Don't act like...
Oh, no. I'm not going to... It doesn't even bother
me. Nothing happened, and follow his lead. It's back to step one.
And do you think that I'll hear from him when he already had told me in the last conversation that he was, confused and scared?
You're scaring him by the way you delivered it, and he doesn't get a chance to speak, and he did speak. He said he doesn't think he can make you happy because he would have to give part of him to make you happy, and he wasn't sure he could do that.
He's already getting a sense with you that he's going to have to march to your beat of your drum.
Yes.
Right.
And he did that with his ex.
And his mother.
Yes.
He doesn't want that again.
Of course not.
He wants to be the leader his way. He doesn't want ultimatums, and he doesn't want to be where he
doesn't want marching orders.
Yeah.
So when a guy asks you what your deal breakers are, do you not tell him?
Yes, you have to. That's what we just, that's negotiating. You can have deal breakers and they can say bye.
Right. But just so you know, the only reason it ever came up was because he had asked me what they were.
I know it, dear, but when he said but you forced him into trying to make it a win-win. You forced him to talk to make it a win-win.
And if having your mate observe Shabbat with you is a deal breaker for you, you better find that out before you even go out with them a second or third time. If that's such a heavy duty deal breaker for you, and you're not negotiable on that one.
Because he did say he didn't think he could do it all the time. So he was telling you. I heard
he told you his truth.
No, actually, just to be clear, he asked me before we ever went out. And that's when it came up. And he said he really liked the idea initially.
But then he changed his mind after reevaluating it. And he has a right to change his mind. And you got mad and wanted to work it out so he would go back to his original. You wanted him so bad. You pushed your...
No. I didn't push anything. I really didn't. Well,
he's not here. And I heard you say he said he couldn't honor that.
He said he wasn't sure and he didn't want to hurt me.
That's right.
That's right. That's what
does not agree with that.
Right. That's his polite way of giving you a golden parachute out of it.
So then why ask me to give us another chance?
He's going to see if you're going to acquiesce to his way, which is he doesn't have to go do that with you and still be in a relationship with you. And you observe Shabbat and he doesn't have to.
He's got 8 weeks to ruminate and miss you. That's the biggest picture. We can't ask why.
And you also can decide if you require that of a man to be observant every Saturday or not.
Right. I've already given that actually a lot more thought. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a non-negotiable anymore then with you.
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
So when he calls back, let's just be patient and don't open your yang mouth and see what he has to offer you.
So you're saying that you do expect him to call within
50-50, dear.
50-50. Okay.
Patient, passive, and vulnerable. And respecting when he does call and vulnerable.
And
I understand all of that. And
then good luck. And give
thank
us a
you.
Call when he calls back.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.
Have a
very
day.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
That was a hard one.
Well, yeah, the women don't realize how they scare men off. They yeah. don't think they're doing, they don't, they're not aware that they're doing it.
Yes. Yes. And then they expect the guy just to, they want to talk it out. Men have very low vocabulary. They don't want to sit and be like, oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question?
Hi, ladies. I do have a question.
Okay. Sounds familiar voice.
Yep. Hi.
I'm familiar with your work. Hello.
Okay.
So question, I've been doing my duty dating. I've had
good
two
girl.
Pretty consistent. I've been trying to get a third one in there, but nobody has really sparked my interest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So with two of them, I'm going on a trip with one of them this weekend, and it's kind of going to be, you know, a good way to test it out and see how we travel together, spend a lot of time together. So I'm looking forward to that.
How many dates have you had with this guy? Just approximately.
Maybe like 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In three months about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So and the other one, I don't know, maybe 15 dates, but the okay. other one has now, we normally just text or we have a phone call, but since Sunday he said, I really want to see your face. I really miss you. I don't know, something you did to me. Can't stop thinking about you and I just want to see you. So he's been FaceTiming me every night. And
yes.
so now I'm thinking, well, shit, I told him I'm on this trip with friends. And typically if I'd be with friends, I'd probably send photos or be able to talk. So I'm like, what do I do?
Well,
what do I say?
Here's where he's sniffing around. He knows you're with another guy.
Well, he doesn't officially know, but they have a sense. This was why they need to compete. And so he's on the competing wagon now, which is excellent.
I'm like, oh God, he FaceTimes every day, which is great. But yeah,
did you tell him where you're going? Because you can always say we're not doing phones on this weekend trip. Or what did you tell him you're going? Where are you going?
Okay, maybe I told him that. Well, I have a trip planned this summer with a book club that I'm part of. And so I made up an extra trip. I said, oh, my book club, we're doing two trips this year and we're going to the coast. And so... Mm-hmm. The Oregon coast, and what should I just say?
You can always have bad
on
cell
our
service,
reading and we're,
darling. Is there something called bad cell service? No cell yeah. service.
Yes,
we're in a remote area. Goodbye.
Yeah, just say.
Would
you know,
I warn him?
Yeah, you can. You can tell him. Look, I'm going to be with my girlfriends. If I don't pick up, it means bad cell service, or we're doing stuff. But I'll
I want to tell you what this is. It's a white lie, but we call it a lie for love because you're not in a committed relationship. But it's a way you don't want to hurt their feelings either or make them not be interested. So it's a lie for love, meaning the love for yourself, and that is until one of them becomes your committed beau. Then you are taking care of yourself in this way and not hurting him.
Yes, and also having to explain and defend yourself.
So you're not having sex, I understand, with either one of them. Am I right?
Correct, I am not.
Okay, so this is called dating. And this is why it's a gentle lie for love.
Okay, yeah, because... Yes, definitely not doing that. I was just wondering if I should preface it like kind of like you're saying, like, oh, you're welcome to text me. I'd love to hear from you. I don't know exactly what we'll be doing or if we'll have great service, though. I don't know how often I'll be able to talk.
Perfect.
Very good.
Perfect.
Because
sometimes if you don't pick up, if you don't pick up for 3 days or they're not aware, they're like, what is she doing? Yeah, then it escalates and they drill you.
You're flagging him that you're going to a remote area.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good. That will be good. So, okay, my other question I have for you, I don't know if this has come up with other ladies that you have in your group, but when I tell people, friends, that, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, dating this guy, dating that guy, they have a really bad taste in their mouth about dating more than one person at a time. And I say, oh, I'm not sleeping with them. You know, I'm just dating them, getting to know them.
But they dating, like to offer their... some of these women don't realize they go prematurely monogamous, and that is not healthy for them in the long run. And then it doesn't pan out, and then they're depressed because they had sex too soon and went monogamous with somebody that wasn't compatible. So you're much better off doing it this way, which is methodically dating.
So even men have said, gosh, wow, like, do they know about each other? If some girl was dating me and another guy at the same time, I'd be pissed. And
Darling, what a lot of guys think dating is also having sex. Yes. You can clarify with your male friends that this is not involving sex.
Yes. Okay. Dating to get to know them, and when you're ready, you will pick one man to be exclusive.
Yes. Okay. I say that. I've just been getting so much negative backlash from people.
Because most guys who date are also having intercourse. They think dating is screwing.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And they think that guys, they've got that mentality that they can go date, but women are supposed to only see one man, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's what they're saying. Oh, if you dated one for 3 months, then you'd know if they're the one or not, and then you could date the next one. And I was thinking, I'm old. My eggs don't have that much time.
No. But you have to have somebody to compare him to. Otherwise, you'll accept him, and you need to pick the best one out of the three. Rather than pick any,
see which one wins you. Yeah. I always look at it like the Olympics. May the best man win.
Okay.
They that have to fight sense. For you. They have to, the best one will win you. The one who tries the hardest and who has the most to offer, like in the areas of your life that are important.
Okay. I love that.
You're doing good.
Oh.
What? What?
They're going to show us. Well, I was going to mention one other thing. I know you guys don't do this anymore, but I had a dream last night about the two guys. And I was curious if I could tell you and get your thoughts on it.
Okay. If you keep it. Okay. Make it quick.
Yeah. Short.
Okay. So I had a dream that I was dating the two guys. One was a cop, one was not. We were walking just around town. I would go on dates with one, then the other. Ended up committing to the one that was not the cop. And I was in an office building with him, and he was at a desk with some papers. And then the cop was outside walking around looking for me. And my girlfriend called on the phone, and the guy at the desk could hear her, and she said, oh, did you commit to the cop yet or the other one? I know you like them both. Who are you committed to? And I said, darling, I'm committed to,
so-and-so,
and I'm with him right now.
Okay, well, this is you doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and it's really not about them. It's not about these particular guys specifically, other than it's about how you are ruminating yourself. Who do I like better? Pros, cons. You're doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe right now with the two guys. I like this one. I like this one. Do I like this one better? But it's really not about them. It's about your feelings about the situation you're in. So more will be revealed after this weekend.
Okay. The last thing, I know colors in dreams mean something. Mm-hmm. So after this, I was in a white car in the passenger seat, and the guy from the desk was working on the car, and all of a sudden it started driving backwards, and he shouted for me to get in the driver's seat and press the brake, and I put my foot on the brake and missed the oncoming traffic.
Okay, well, white is the color of the masculine, and driving, if you're in the driver's seat, you're leading with your head. This dream clearly tells me.
I was in the passenger seat.
Yeah, but you...
I was in the passenger seat.
You're being directed to go in the driver's seat.
And be the leader.
You're being direct. So you're in your mind. Your inner mind is telling you to take over and be in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And not be passive here.
Okay,
so let's just watch that.
Sit back and relax this weekend.
You sit back and relax and not go into this ruminating eeny, meeny, miny, moe and this driver's seat situation. Stay in the passenger seat of your car right now. And this is, and let's hope it turns to a black car because that's the feminine. Okay.
Ooh, okay. I hope I get some black in the dream next time then.
Okay, darling. Thanks
give us
for
a call back after this trip and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thanks, ladies.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, she does very well. She's been in your groups for a long time and calls us individually, calls us privately as well. So this is somebody who has progressed over time through doing this work. And here she is. You know, what a tough position to be in, to have two interesting guys both wanting her. You know,
I do know she really likes the cop, though, but he's not. He goes back and forth. So he's not steady enough for her. So I feel for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He keeps her hanging, you know, so I hope she, you know, I hope he steps up because he's got a busy work schedule.
Mm-hmm. So this is how it goes with you gals out there. And you guys, too, you know, this work applies for men, too. You call us, too. And you can get a private appointments, the guys and the ladies. And Sue's got the group going on and all kinds of things. And I also have dreams, like we just demonstrated, some dream work that connects to your waking life. Your dreams are your subconscious mind connecting to your waking life situations. And so call the Want Institute. Do you want to give the numbers again, Sue?
Okay. You can call. I've got ongoing ladies groups. Patricia does life scripts, dream interpretation. And call me, or you can call me or email me and let me know what you want help with. And the information, it's info, at drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. Write me and let me know what you want, and I'll guide you to what I think's best for whatever you want.
What
help.
Your needs are. Yeah.
You know, it's not always a one-stop shop. Sometimes, you know, we take different approaches, and I mm-hmm. guide you to what would work best mm-hmm. for you to start with. Yeah. So,
and the books I might mention again, just for some new listeners or whatever, Dr. Pat's book, her what we call the Bible, is Getting to I Do, as in its umpteenth print and printing, and it's just got all these wonderful tools in it. And then her most recent book is called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and it's very, very interesting because it starts out with the mythological about men and women in the mythological way. Then it moves into the parts about the I-ness, I meaning me, yourself, then the we part, and then how we communicate. So, and introducing other people in our lives and the communication skills. So that's a terrific book too. I just thought I'd mention those.
And also on our Facebook page, Dr. Allen has the book, The Answers. It was written and videoed by Barbara Schroeder. She's in entertainment. Mm-hmm. And if we have it available on our Facebook page, but if you want, it's a nice movie that has all the Dr. Allen's material. If you want that, you can always email me and I'd be happy to send you the copy. It's on YouTube. I don't know if you could find it, but if you contact me, I'm more than happy to send it to you. And it's also available on our Facebook page. So that's also, it just came out last week and it's great information. And it's a video, actually. It's about a half hour video. And it has all her keynotes information. Very informative.
Really terrific. And I'll give my book a little plug here, too.
Go ahead.
My book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia L. Tinge. And we have many, many five-star reviews on Amazon. And Anything else you want to talk about today?
There was something, but I guess I forgot. Yes. Anyway, me and Patricia. Oh, we have a call.
Oh,
you're on the air. I think you have the radio on.
Okay. Can you turn off the background?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have it on. Okay. Can you hear?
Yeah. Yes. Now, okay. You're on the air with Patricia and myself, Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I wanted to get your take on a conversation my fiance and I had last night. He has a dog currently, and we don't live together, but we are planning on getting married in a year and a half. We just got engaged, so we haven't really had a lot of discussion around it.
Okay, well, but, congratulations. Let us guide you through this engagement period.
Yes, that's what I'm getting, hoping to get, and you guys have helped me a lot, so... Mm-hmm. I was talking to him. He mentioned to me, because he has a little dog that's like 10 years old, and he had said a couple of times, but he mentioned it again last night, where he's like, I want to get my dog a buddy, like a puppy. And he was just kind of going on about how he was going to go about doing that. And then I asked him a question. I was like, well, do you want to know my feelings about it? Because if we're going to be married, I kind of have some feelings about that. And he was like, well, it's just something I'm thinking about. And I was like, well, it sounds like you're pretty sure you want to do it, because you're saying that you're going to do this and that, but I feel like you're not thinking about the fact that we're going to be married.
We-ness. We talk about there's I-ness. That's why I was just mentioning Dr. Pat's book that talks about this very thing. And that is I-ness and then we-ness. So we're all individually an I before we get together. And when you want to partner with somebody, you start thinking in terms of we. So that's the conversation. Right. But it's very delicate how you bring it up and not sound bossy. But and where is it right now?
Well, I think I got a little defensive just because the way he was going about talking about it, I felt like he wasn't including me in the conversation. I was like, well, I mean, if you're going to get a dog, that's technically going to be our dog because we're going to be married soon. And I,
that's too much stuff. Instead of saying, are you willing to have a conversation about that? So you're respecting him, saying you have a right to want a dog. However, since we are planning on being a couple and eventually living together, so if he says now I want to have the conversation about that, you say yes. Then you say, if we're planning on living together, then you start the conversation by giving him the right to do whatever he wants in his life as an I. But then you say,
yeah.
However, since we are planning on being together, I would feel most comfortable if we discussed acquiring a new dog to be introduced to our relationship. Would you be willing to talk about that?
Yeah. Let me add something in there.
Yes.
I just want to ask a question. Is him getting a dog a deal breaker for you?
No, just if he does it with me,
well,
I would be upset.
So,
I told him that.
Well,
do you have opposed to having two dogs? He already has a dog, right?
I'm not opposed to having two dogs. I just said if we're going to be married,
Yeah, go ahead, Sue.
What I'm hearing is you're flagging him because you didn't like the way he presented it.
That's mothering.
Correct.
You didn't like his delivery, so you're mad that he's not sharing it. But
I'm doing it your way.
I heard him saying he was giving you little bits of information about getting two dogs. He didn't just go out and get one. So he was introducing the idea. You didn't like the delivery.
Well, he told me later. He's like, well, it's possible. He's like, I have a soft spot for dogs. So I could end up with a dog at any moment. And I was like, well, that's kind of a problem.
No, he didn't get it yet, though. You didn't. What I'm hearing is you didn't like the delivery, and now you want to teach him how to deliver it so you are comfortable with the delivery. But that will drive him crazy and you crazy, because every time he brings something up, you may not like his delivery.
Well, that's the problem I'm having, is because
I've noticed
myself doing that, and I'm like, I get emotional.
They're not going to always do things your way.
Your way. He didn't go get the dog. He was talking about it, but you're mad because he didn't approach you in the delivery that you wanted to hear. And that's very hard for a man to do a certain script the way that you want it delivered. I don't think anybody could do that.
So, I mean, how do I not go?
You're not giving him a right to be an individual in the way he speaks.
Well, I mean, I did say, like, you definitely, you know, you can do whatever you want. Get a dog. I mean,
well, that's passive then. Now you say, go do what you want.
That's snide.
First you said, I want to be included. And then you said, well, go do what you want. That's two-sided.
That's very, very nasty.
Okay, so I'm trying to work on my communication with him, because I don't want to.
Well,
like,
okay. What Dr. Allen would say is, and I've always heard, pick and choose your battles.
Right.
You're trying to pick battles on little tiny nothing.
You're picking battles on the way he approaches, says something, or introduces something.
Right.
You're looking for trouble.
You're looking for a fight.
And I feel like I am doing that. So,
Do you want to be married?
Yes.
Do you want to be married to this man?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's try to do it our way for this next year and a half, unless he bails on you because he doesn't want to be nitpicked.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So just
patient, okay, passive, and vulnerable, and respectful.
Remember what Dr. Allen says? Follow your chosen man unless he's doing something illegal, immoral, unethical, or hurts your body. Him talking about a dog is not grounds to come up and say, hey, you're not bringing me into this conversation. You're to follow his leadership.
Now, if you have, if you're deathly allergic to dogs, then you would say, oh, well, I really appreciate that you want a dog. However, I'm deathly sick. I get anaphylactic shock and have to go to the hospital when I'm around dogs. That's another story. That's a moral issue because you use your body.
Our time's running out, ladies.
Yep.
So
good. Very good.
We've got a big flag that we're running out of time. So call
all right.
Okay. Think about this.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got my groups. You can join and we'll help you work through this.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.